You know, we learned a lot from that game. Hopefully we can move forward with that, and that's one of those experiences that will help us here down the stretch.
All right, back to the conference tonight against Sibley East. You know, Sibley East, I've seen them play. Their record is not great. It's 6-10, but they have flashes of pretty good play, and they've got some couple of good players, some good shooters. So it's not a game you can look past at all, right?
Oh, for sure. Anytime you're playing a conference game, you want to make sure you put your best foot forward. They're a team that's played some good opponents within, you know, 5 points. I think last Friday they went to Lake Crystal and had a chance to tie it at the end of the game, lost by four. They play a little bit of a unique style. They're starting to press a little bit with kind of a zone 2-2-1 press, and they go back to a 2-3. They're not very big in that, but they're very active. They got some good anticipators, and then offensively they got a couple of good perimeter players that can handle the ball and score. So, it'll be a challenge for us.
Well, an important game for you guys, too, Chad. You're trying to keep pace with Lake Crystal in the conference, right?
Absolutely. This will be the last round of conference games on the first round of everybody playing everybody. And right now we're sitting there at 3-1, and Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial's 4-0. So we want to make sure we keep within arm's length of them. And then next week we start our second round. So we're definitely in control of our own destiny. We don't take these conference games lightly, and want to make sure that we're playing our best in these league games.
All right. Any particular areas you got to keep track of tonight against Sibley East that you've looked at watching a little of their game film?
Yeah, I think we got to do a good job of guarding number four from them. He's their leading scorer, averaging about 18 points a game. He's a guy that can, you know, shoot threes, shoot deep threes, can really get going offensively. And then we have to be able to attack their zone and make sure we take care of the ball against that zone. We certainly don't want to turn the ball over against their zone press or zone half-court defense where they are able to get fast breaks on us and we're at a disadvantage. So I think those are the kind of the keys to the game tonight. And if we're able to do that, I like our chances.
All right. Final thoughts on this point in the season here. You know, we're getting down there toward the last stretch of the season here, Chad. You want to be playing about your best ball around now. How would you assess the way you guys have come along this year?
Well, I think, you know, we kind of do it by a month-by-month basis, and we're certainly a long ways from where we were at the end of December, now being the end of January. So we got one more month to improve and get better. We have a lot of great opponents. We have a league schedule yet where we play everybody in our league again, so those will be hotly contested games. And then, you know, this is a week where we're three games on the road, also Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. We were the same last week, so sometimes when you get on the road, you come together a little bit more, and I think we've done that. We just got to continue to, like you said, improve and play better. And if we can improve in the next month like we have in the last month, we're going to be in a good position to be able to be competitive with the teams we play in our section.
All right. Good luck tonight. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Randy.
Chad Osterman there, Maple River head coach. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up in a moment. The Maple River Basketball Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. They support Maple River basketball in grades K through 12 with fundraisers to help athletes compete at the highest level. Money raised is used to fund youth camps and tournaments, uniforms for all levels, practice gear, summer league basketball, and more. And you can help by supporting these fundraisers, including the golf tournament held every June. Contact Eric Ward to find out more or to become involved with the Maple River Basketball Association. If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder. From Arlington tonight, just about ready to go now, Sibley East and Maple River and Boys Hoops here. We'll set the lineups as we go. Here is Wyatt Burr set to jump at center court.
And he will jump against Ezra Weber to start this one out. And the opening tap controlled by Maple River. Eagles, Wyatt Burr, 6'7", senior in the starting lineup. Zach Trio, the 6-foot junior, back after being ill last game. Into the lane to Burr, kicked out. Davis, 3-pointer left wing, good! And a great start there as Davis hits the three. Avery Bergman, 6-foot sophomore. Cole Davis, the 6'1 sophomore. The starters for Maple River and Tyler Hines, 5'10 sophomore. Three sophomores, there's a three, good! By, who was that? That was Riley Bussler hitting the three from the perimeter to tie it up. And so the Wolverines answer the three by Davis. And the Eagles have it back. We'll give you a Sibley East lineup here in just a bit. They work it into Burr, down to the low block to Taylor, or to Zach Trio to the corner. A three-point try by Davis, no good. And the rebound to Sibley East. Jack Federal, one of their starters, 6-foot senior. Now they go inside. There's Federal underneath, and he gets the layup. Just as we tell you, he is a starter, 6-foot senior. Quinton DeFlemenek, their leading scorer, 6-foot senior. Ezra Weber, 6'3 junior. Evan Pouch, 6'2 senior. And Riley Bussler, a 6'2 sophomore, the starters for Sibley East. And the Wolverines lead at 5-3. Eagles ball. Into the front court, right side. With it is Tyler Hines. They work it around. Davis left wing, and the Wolverines in a 2-3 zone defense, and they really get out on Davis. Davis does get a look there, though, and he hits it from the top. Got to get tight on Davis or he'll kill you, and he seems to be plenty warm enough here tonight as he hits his first 2 3-point attempts. Davis with 6 gives the Eagles a 1-point lead. Couple minutes gone here in the first half as the Wolverines have it. Left side, Riley Bussler on top. Petrol with it, gets it off now to Pouch. Pouch dribbles toward the right elbow, now back out left side. Bussler has it again. Spin move into the lane, trying to bounce pass it down to DeFlemenek and throws it away. And the first turnover of the game goes against the Wolverines. 6-5, Eagles lead. They have the ball, and Tyler Hines brings it into the front court against that 2-3 zone for the Wolverines. Left corner, Davis. Davis out on top to Bergman. Down underneath now, Trio steps in on the baseline, is cut off there nicely by Pouch. Reversed back around. Burr underneath goes to the basket, tried to get a reverse layup in there, but it's blocked, and the rebound off for Sibley East. And Bussler into the front court, drops it back on top now for Federal. Federal back to the top side now for Pouch. Bussler, left side, Federal again. Left corner, here's Weber for three. That is in and out, no good. And the rebound comes off for Maple River. And the Eagles quickly up on transition. Hines on the right wing into Burr. Burr drives to the basket and powers his way up for the two-point bucket there. And he has his first two. And it's an 8-5 lead for Maple River now. 14:40 to go here in the first half on the channel seed of South Central Minnesota scoreboard. A 3-point lead for the Eagles. And the left side now. Wolverines have it on top. Back to the top for Weber. Weber, left side. Federal has it. Back out on top for Pouch. Evan Pouch, right side, now back around, left wing, three-point try by Weber again, off no good, and the rebound to Maple River, ahead to the left side, Bergman will try a three left wing, that's no good, and the rebound off for the Eagles, back out to Davis for three, and that's short from the right wing, and a whistle on the rebound, and a foul on the Wolverines. Weber gets the foul, that is the first foul of the game. And the Eagles will inbound from underneath. Tyler Hines puts it in play right underneath, and they made the mistake of letting Burr get position underneath, and he gets an easy layup on the inbounds play. He's got 4 now, and the Eagles up by 5. And Sibley East with the ball now out on top. Round to the right side, Pouch. Pouch has it down. Oh, nice cutter up the lane and a bounce pass in. 2. Riley Bussler for the bucket, and he is fouled on the play and a chance at a three-point play for the Wolverines. Foul is called on Zach Trio. That'll be his first one on the Eagles, and the free throw good by Bussler. 6 points for him, and that pulls the Wolverines back within 2. 13 and a half minutes to go here in the first half. Eagles ball right side, trying to get it to Trio, but it's knocked loose and stolen away. Ahead to Bussler, right wing, drives to the baseline, cut off. They kick it around to the top. Three-point try put up and no good by Fetrell, and the rebound off for the Eagles. Hines quickly up, right side Davis. And back to Bergman. It went off his hands into the backcourt. That'll be an over and back. And two turnovers on Maple River as they hand it back over to Sibley East. And the Wolverines will inbound it on the near sideline. Right side, Fetrell down to the corner now. Bussler in the corner, drives the baseline. Nice pass. Oh, if he would have caught it cleanly, it was an open shot there for Fetrell, but he kicks it out, and the three-pointer is good by Quinton DeFlemenek, and he gets on the board for the first time here tonight. DeFlemenek, their leading scorer, and now another steal on a pass in the lane. Here come the Wolverines. DeFlemenek up a little too hard off the glass. Rebound comes back out for a three-pointer. Good by Weber. Ezra Weber hits the three, and it's 14-10. Just like that, the Wolverines down by 5, but now they're up by 4 over Maple River on the channel seed of South Central Minnesota scoreboard. Eagles ball on top. Davis, right side, Bergman. Bergman on the wing. That brings the Wolverine fans to life here. And here's Bergman for 3, right wing. It comes off no good. And an over the back coming on Burr here. On the rebound, Wyatt's first and the second foul on the Eagles. And the Wolverines will get it back again. So the Wolverines have it on the right side. Weber drives into the lane, dishes off for Fetrell on top. Pouch has it now. Right side Weber, he'll try the three again, and it's off no good. Rebound grabbed by the Eagles, and Maple River brings it up. Into the front court, left side Bergman. On top, Davis has it now, around to Tyler Hines, back to Bergman, and his pass back to the left wing, stolen away again, as Bussler gets in front of that one, and some sloppy passing here by Maple River. They've got 4 turnovers now, and it's knocked out of bounds underneath off of Maple River. Sibley East will keep possession, they'll inbound from underneath. And it's inbounded, left side, Bussler has it. On top, DeFlemenek. Back to Fetrell, left side. Bussler again on the left wing. Bounce pass on a cutting layup there. Jack Fetrell cuts through and gets past his defender, and they feed him for the layup. And it's a 16-10 lead now for Sibley East. Eagle ball into the front court. Right corner now. It's Zach Trio with it. Back out to Bergman. Bergman gets covered way out on the perimeter. Ball comes loose in the backcourt. Bergman gets it, though. And it will stay Maple River ball. They avoid the turnover there. Now Hines has it knocked away from behind. Feet ahead, and the layup is missed at the other end by Fetrell. Off the 5th turnover by Maple River. And here come the Eagles. Bergman left side. That should have been an easy layup there on the tip loose and feed to Fetrell, but he missed it. Davis for 3. Good from the right wing on the other end, and that's 3 threes already for Cole Davis. He's got 9. And the Eagles back within 3. 16-13 on the channel seed of South Central Minnesota scoreboard. 10:08 left to go here in the first half. Sibley East ball, Weber in the lane. Back out, Fetrell on top, around to the left side for Bussler. Bussler dribbles back toward the top of the key to Weber. Weber right wing. Can't get open for a shot there. Around to the left side Pouch has it now, left wing, down to three on the shot clock. Now Weber will have to take the three right wing. It's off, no good. And the rebound off for Maple River. Hines into the front court, Bergman left wing. Bergman around to Hines again on the right wing. On top, Bergman left side, Davis, three-pointer, good again by Cole Davis. And he's got four threes, 12 in the game, a timeout with 9:25 to go first half, and we're all tied up at 16 on the channel seed of South Central Minnesota scoreboard. Back in a minute.
Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Sibley East inbounding after the timeout. Ezra Weber up the left side of the lane, and he blows by one defender and goes up strong for the layup. And that puts the Wolverines back up by two, and another pass back to the top, stolen away again. Six turnovers on Maple River now. Have a little trouble on the passing here tonight. Three-point try left side, no good by Fetrell. Rebound off for Maple River. Eagles quickly up. Davis right wing. Drop back now for Hines around to Bergman. Bergman down underneath, and a pass back to the top, tipped away. And in the game now for Maple River, Augie Yonke. Coming in here tonight, a 6'5 freshman getting some time. And there's Bergman on the inbound, hits the three from the left side, and his first points of the day. And the Eagles back up by one now, 19-18 the score, 8:13 to go in the first half. Wolverine ball down underneath, and they got it to Gavin Pomplin. Shot no good. Pomplin tried to get his own rebound, but the Eagles come away with it. Gavin Pomplin in there now, 6'2 senior. We mentioned Augie Yonke, the 6'5 freshman in there now for the Eagles. Haven't seen a lot of him this year. And Davis hits another three from the right corner, and he's on fire here tonight. Has he missed a three yet? I'm not sure. 15 now, five threes for Davis here tonight. 22-18 now. Eagles up by three on the channel seed scoreboard. Pomplin has it for Sibley East. Right side to Pouch. Back around to DeFleminek. DeFleminek left side on the wing. It's Bussler, and he tried to go cross-court to Pomplin, but Pomplin broke away right on the pass. And it's the second turnover on Sibley East. Eagles will get it back. 7:21 to go in the half. 22-18, Maple River with the lead. Not sure what's going on. Well, I guess he's back in there, Wyatt Burr. Augie Yonke, though, I haven't seen much of him this year, and he gets some time here tonight. There's a three-pointer, good by Bergman. And that's his second three of the night. Six for him, 25-18. Maple River between Davis and Bergman now. Seven threes here. That's 21 of their 25 points. Sibley East ball now. Here's a long three left wing. No good by Pouch. Rebound saved on the sideline there by Weber. Back to the top. Three-point try put up now. No good by Bussler. And then it went off of Sibley East underneath. And it will belong to Maple River. ...25-18. Eagles lead. 6.5 minutes left to go here in the first half. Bergman takes the pass left wing. Wolverine still in their 2-3 zone. Right side, Hines has it. Down to the corner, Burr tries to penetrate the zone, trying to bounce it into Yonke, and it's knocked away by Sibley East underneath. So the Eagles will inbound from under their own basket. Hines will put it in. Right underneath, and the layup good by Yonke. Same play that they got the easy layup with Wyatt Burr earlier in the half. This time it goes to Augie Yonke for the two. 27-18 now. Eagles with their biggest lead of the game. There's a drive by Weber. Shot blocked as he goes up with it. But Pomplin comes down with it. Back out to Pouch. Pouch on the left wing. Right underneath. Bussler alone on the low block left side. And he gets the layup. 8 points now for Riley Bussler. 27-20. Eagles with the lead right into the middle lane to Burr. Out to Bergman for a three left wing. That's off, no good. And the rebound to Sibley East. Wolverines into the front court. Weber wants to try the three on top. That comes off the heel too hard, no good. And the rebound off for Maple River. Eagles into the front court. Down underneath. Yonke going to the basket, but it was partially blocked, but he's fouled on the play. And Yonke's going to go to the line to shoot two as Riley Bussler got him. That's his first and the second on Sibley East. And so Yonke to the line to shoot two. And the first one on the way, short, no good. So Augie Yonke, the 6'5 freshman, getting some minutes here tonight. He's already got one bucket, went to the bucket nicely there to draw the foul. And he'll get his second free throw coming here. Second one on the way. Good. So he gets one out of two. 3 points now for Augie Yonke. 28-20. Maple River with the lead on the channel seat of South Central Minnesota scoreboard. 5 minutes now left to go in the half. And a pass right wing gets past DeFleminick out of bounds. That's the third turnover on Sibley East. And Maple River gets it back again. Eagles had their share of turnovers, but they've kind of settled down on that. They have six. Eagle ball, Davis, right side. He's been hot tonight. Five threes for Davis here in the half. Bounce pass in the lane, and that one's stolen away. And there's turnover number seven on Maple River. Weber leaves it for Pouch on top. Left side, Federal. Federal dribbles around to the top of the key, over to DeFleminick. DeFleminick dribbling right side, back out to Bussler, or Pouch rather, for a three, and he hits it from the left wing. First bucket of the night for Evan Pouch, pulls the Wolverines within five. 4:20 to go, first half. Hines front court, Bergman left wing. Bergman right side, Hines around to Davis in the corner. Davis into Burr, back out, Davis, and inside out, and Davis hits the three again. Six threes now for Davis. He's got 18 here in the first half. 31-23, Eagles back up by eight. On top, Pouch has it, off to DeFleminick. Steps way back for a long three, and it is no good. Rebound to Burr, and the Eagles pressing ahead. Oop, and Yonke traveled as he couldn't put the brakes on after catching the pass there. Eight turnovers on Maple River, and the Wolverines get it back. Down to 3:44 left to go here in the first half. It'll be a quick night here tonight. It's just a little after 7:30. We're almost done with the first half already. Pouch on top. Back left side. Three-point try by DeFleminick. Off no good. And the rebound off for Maple River. Hines quickly up near side, dribbles around to the top for Bergman now. Bergman back to Burr, who pops out way out top of the key, now to Hines. Hines, left side, Bergman. Burr on top again, over to Davis. Right side, Hines tried to bounce it into Yonke. He almost lost it, but got it to Bergman, and now it's knocked away from Bergman. Another turnover, the ninth on Maple River. Wolverines back the other way. Left side, Pouch to Weber on top. Left side, DeFleminick. DeFleminick to Bussler, who penetrates into the lane. Dishes to Fetrel, and a nice runner. Good by Jack Fetrel. He's got six. And it's 31-25. Eagles lead. 2:30 left to go first half. Hines right side on top. Burr, he's been popping way out on top now. As Yonke's been working the low block, and he backs his way in, and Yonke draws a foul. To Fleminick, I think. Let's see here. It is. And that'll be his first. Third on Sibley East. Back into the game now. Zach Trio in, and Bergman will come out. Eagles inbound from underneath. Hines to put it in. Gets it to Trio. Trio up on top. Looking left side. Still holding the ball way out on top. Now dribbles right side. Nine on the shot clock. Burr drives up the right side of the lane and powers himself in for a layup there. 6 points for Wyatt Burr. 2 minutes now to go in the half. Eagles with a 33-25 lead. Here's a three-point try. Weber right side for the Wolverines. It's off no good. A whistle on the rebound. And they're going to get Maple River out of foul here. Trio, I believe. That is Trio, his second. Third on Maple River. And Wolverines inbound underneath. Into Pouch, left side, on top to Fleminick, around to Bussler. Bussler back on top for Fetrel. Fetrel to Weber. Pouch now, right side, Bussler. Back, three on the shot, drive, shot, no good by DeFleminick. Tipped out, though, and Weber comes up with it. Another chance for the Wolverines. Three-point try, no good by DeFleminick, right wing, and the rebound to Maple River. Hines into the front court, 1:20 to go in the half. Round to the right side. It's Trio with it on the wing, cutting up the right side of the lane. Another layup good by Wyatt Burr, and this time he's fouled on the play. And a chance for a three-point play. Bussler, I believe, was the guilty party on that one. He was, and that is his second, the fourth on the Wolverines. And here's Burr to the line to try to complete the three-point play. And the first double-digit lead here tonight. And the biggest for the Eagles so far. They lead by 10, 35-25 on the Channel Seed scoreboard. And the free throw's good by Burr. 9 points for Wyatt, 36-25 Eagles. Wolverines up with it, right side Weber. Weber, oh, he had a nice drive to the bucket, but then lost the ball for a minute, but he was fouled on the play. Foul is on. Avery Bergman is first. And the fourth on the Eagles. Wolverines inbound underneath. Pouch has it. Oh, and his pass off the hands of Fetrel, but Bussler's there to run it down. Pouch now around to DeFleminick, left corner. Weber on the drive. Shot up good by Weber in front. Seven now for Ezra Weber. And the Eagles with it back the other way. 43 seconds to go till halftime. Inside, Yonke has it. Back out, left wing. Three-pointer by Bergman is off. No good. Burr on the putback is good. And Burr to double figures now. He's got 11. 38-27 now. Eagles with the lead. Wolverines with the ball. Right side, Pouch. 20 seconds to go in the half. Pouch on the dribble to the baseline. Is cut off there by Bergman. Reversed back around. Three-point try by Bussler. No good. Rebound grabbed by Fetrel. Out to Pouch. 8-7 seconds. Left side, Bussler. 5 seconds. Left corner, Weber for three. Is no good. Rebound tipped around, and that's it. The first half is over, and Maple River with a 38-27 lead at the half over Sibley East. Halftime report coming up after this timeout.
New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex SuperLube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. SuperLube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-knh.com today.
At The Soda Group, True Real Estate, we're committed to providing our clients with the best possible experience in any real estate transaction. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, see me, team leader Tara Garbus, or any of The Soda Group, including Amy, Kaylee, Jen, Megan, and Kaylee. If you have any questions about your real estate needs, call 507-327-6370 to make an appointment or check out any of our Facebook pages. The Soda Group, True Real Estate, your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed Brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise to all of them. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, Delavan, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed Brand.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here in Arlington, halftime, 38-27, Maple River leading Sibley East. Time for the Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee Hodges for all your insurance needs. Well, it was close for much of the first half. The Eagles put together a little bit of a run, and Cole Davis was hot from the three-point stripe, kind of the stories of the first half. We'll take a look at first half numbers after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
All right, scoring first half, Cole Davis, 6 threes. He leads the way with 18. Wyatt Burr with 11, 6 for Avery Bergman, and off the bench, Augie Yonke with 3 for their total of 38. Sibley East led by Riley Bussler with 8, Ezra Weber with 7, Jack Petrel with 6, 3 for Quinton DeFleminek, and 3 for Evan Pouch for their total of 27. Eagles were hot in the first half, 14-20, 70% from the floor, 2 of 3 from the line. They did have 9 turnovers, though. 11 of 32 for Sibley East, 34%, and 1 of 1 from the line. So 38-27, it's Maple River with the lead at the half. That's your Hodges Halftime Report, again brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. And we're back with more at the half in the moment.
Hi, this is Melissa, the flooring expert at Nordis American Homes. We have the flooring solution for your home and family. We carry all design styles for several flooring collections. Carpet, ceramic tile, hardwood, luxury vinyl plank, tile, and don't forget several in-stock options. Professional installation through independent contractors also available. Visit our flooring store, Nordis American Homes, Highway 22, Minnesota Lake, NordisHomes.com. Follow us on Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Back here in Arlington, halftime, Eagles lead it 7 over Sibley East, and Eric Ward joining us here at halftime. Well, they hung with you for a while there, but you had a couple of spurts there to get a decent lead here at the half, and Cole Davis is hot again here.
Yeah, when a team's going to play 2-3 zone like that, they got out of it, and I think they got out of it because Cole had five of them or six of them,
yep.
And then Avery had a couple, and I really don't think they can guard us, man, so for them, not to sound braggadocious, but they're going to have to pick their poison somehow.
Right. What would you do?
I think I would.
Get on Davis and try to get him.
You almost got to go, man. And then, you know, if they're not going to double on Wyatt, then they're still going to have problems. That's the hope anyways.
Yep. Well, we'll see how it goes. How about the only thing that you guys did a little bit too much of was 9 turnovers. Most of them earlier, but there was some passing issues there a little bit. But other than that, I guess everything was pretty good.
Yeah, not too bad. That zone kind of made us passive a little bit, especially in the front court or the back court there. You know, they're not guarding us, and then their arms are long, and we get tip balls, and then it's a scramble. If you just make them guard you and be aggressive, I think it should be fine.
All right, what'd you talk about at the halftime break here to put it away here second half?
Just that we think we can offensive rebound. You know, when the shot goes out, we got too many people just standing there. We got to go get the ball and be aggressive on offense.
All right, thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Eric Ward here at halftime, and we'll take a quick break. We're back with more in a moment.
Bash CRT Insurance Agency is proud to support Maple River activities and their students. They provide insurance services for the Maple River area and beyond, including auto, home, life, health, and specializing in crop insurance and farm property coverage. Call Jeff, Derek, or Nathan Moore to compare your existing coverage today. Bash CRT Insurance Agency, with offices located in Amboy and Mapleton.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative Agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
Kilty's Market in Mapleton is your full-service grocery store, including carry-out service. Check out the meat department featuring certified Angus brand beef and Hormel brand pork. Plus, Kilty's Market is known for their delicious recipe smokehouse products with several flavors of cooked brats, Polish sausage, beef sticks, and much more. Whether it's snacks like pizza or chips or fresh produce, you'll find it at Kilty's. They even have a large selection of greeting cards, and they keep adding new items every day. If they don't have it, just ask and they'll get it. That's Kilty's Market in Mapleton. Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles.
Back here at Arlington, halftime and a 38-27 lead for Maple River. Tomorrow night, more basketball. It's a girl-boy doubleheader as Blue Earth Area traveling to Fairmont tomorrow night to wrap up the January schedule. Be on the air with the girls game at 6, followed by the boys. Coming up Saturday, another Maple River boys game. We're making the trip out to Caledonia. That's going to be a tough test for the Eagles, taking on number 3-ranked Caledonia. They are the 3rd-ranked team in Class 2A. And we'll see what kind of challenge the Eagles can give Caledonia. That's a 4 o'clock start Saturday afternoon here on 98 Country. Back to with the second half of this one coming up in a moment.
TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Sibley East inbounding to start the second half, and nice drive, Weber. After a few passes, Weber up the right side of the lane for a bucket. Good start for the Wolverines there. 9 points now for Ezra Weber. 38-29, the Wolverines cut it back to single digits. Eagles have the ball. Bergman on top to Hines. Hines on the left wing. Well, you heard Eric Ward talking about this 2-3 zone here that Cole Davis kind of got him out of with the six threes in the first half. Here's a lob. Oh, and behind the defender, Burr gets an easy layup there. 13 now for Wyatt Burr, and it's 40-29. And the Wolverines still trying to figure out a way to defend here. When you get a hot shooter by like Davis and you're in a zone and it's tough to stick with them man-to-man, it's going to be a problem here for the Wolverines. There's a shot left side, no good, Pouch. And on the rebound, Weber on the putback is fouled. And the foul will be on Avery Bergman. That's his second. And the first on the Eagles this half. So Weber to the line to shoot two. First one on the way, good. 10 points now for Ezra Weber. And the second free throw on the way is good again. Weber hits them both. 11 for him. And it's a 40-31 lead for Maple River. Just underway, about a minute gone here in the second half. And Maple River ball right side. There's a drive, and Hines dished it off to Burr, and a foul underneath. Called on Jack Fetrell. First on him, that's the first on the Wolverines this half. Eagles inbound from underneath into Davis and tipped away by Bussler. Eagles will inbound near side. Davis will put it in. Into Hines on top. Hines goes to the elbow left side, back out on top, and Davis for three. That might be the first one he's missed all night. But the long rebound comes out to the Eagles. Trio has it. Spins. Nice move in the lane and a layup. And Zach Trio with his first bucket on a nifty move to the hoop there. 42-31 back to that 11-point lead for the Eagles. Drive into the lane to Fleminick, gets it off. Weber drives, and another foul called on Maple River. It's on Bergman again. Third on him, that's the second on Maple River. And the Wolverines inbound underneath. Into Weber, back out Bussler. Bussler, left side to Fleminick, to Pouch. Pouch over to Weber, back to Fleminick. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Goes it over to Bussler, left side. Pouch will try a three, that's no good. And it went out of bounds, it'll belong to Maple River. 15-44 left to go in this one on the channel seed of South Central Minnesota scoreboard. It's 42-31. Maple River has the lead. Into the front court. Round to the left side. Bergman has it on top. For Hines to Davis, he shoots the three and it's good again. Right wing by Cole Davis, 21 for him. Davis with 7 threes here tonight, and the Wolverines have it. Right side, Bussler around to the left wing. Three-point shot, good by DeFleminick. DeFleminick fairly quiet in the first half with 3 points. He gets the three there, now has six. And the Eagles back the other way. Into the front court, Hines on the left wing, off to Bergman. Over to Trio. Right side, Davis. Trio right wing. Trio looking now, drives into the lane, and he traveled. Turnover number 10 on Maple River. And Wolverines get it back. Trailing 45-34. And into the front court, the Wolverines have it. Down to the right corner. It is Bussler back out. Weber hits the three right side. That is 14 now for Weber. And the Wolverines chip it away here. 45-37 now. Eagle ball right side. Wolverines love to get another stop. Left side, Bergman open for a three, and it's in and out. No good. But oh, and the putback by Burris. No good. He was all alone on the other side. And his putback no good, and the Wolverines dodge a bullet there. Two open looks. The three by Bergman and the putback by Burr, but they missed them both. And DeFleminick now has it for the Wolverines. Right side, dished off Weber, over to Bussler. Bussler penetrates right up the middle of the lane, spins, shoots, blocked by Burr, and the Eagles will come down with it. Yeah, it was a tough one there trying to shoot over Burr. He was outmatched on that one. On top, Bergman. Left side, nice, low, nifty spin move to the left there, and Burr gets the layup. 15 now for Wyatt. And the Wolverines back the other way. On top, Petrel has it off to DeFleminick. Left side, Bussler. Petrel, left side, Bussler again in the corner. Offensive push, maybe, by Bussler there. Yep. And Bussler picks up his third. That's the fourth turnover. Two team fouls on Sibley East, and the Eagles get it back. Bussler pushed off on the drive there. He comes out of the game right away, and Pomplin's back in. Gavin Pomplin in the game. There's a lob underneath, and a two-handed stuff there as Burr got behind his defender again. 17 for Wyatt now, 49-37, and the Eagles back up by 12. And we got a timeout, Sibley East. 12:46 to go in the game, 49-37. Maple River with the lead on the Channel Seed scoreboard. Back in a moment.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont care team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
The Maple River Basketball Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. They support Maple River basketball in grades K through 12 with fundraisers to help athletes compete at the highest level. Money raised is used to fund youth camps and tournaments, uniforms for all levels, practice gear, summer league basketball, and more. And you can help by supporting these fundraisers, including the golf tournament held every June. Contact Eric Ward to find out more or to become involved with the Maple River Basketball Association.
Sibley East ball on the inbound after the timeout. And DeFleminick takes a long three from the top. No good. Rebound Eagles. Pressed ahead. And guess who? Davis hits another three from the right side. And he's got 24 now. on 8 three-pointers here tonight. Here's Pouch for three, right wing. That's off, no good. Fetrell on the rebound, back out to Weber. Weber on top, Pouch back to Fetrell again, over to DeFleminick. DeFleminick on the right side. Off now to Weber, back to DeFleminick. Lost the dribble for a moment, but got it off to Weber. He fires one up at the buzzer of the shot clock, and it's off no good. And the rebound off for Maple River. 11:40 left to go in the game. Here's a drive and a shot, no good by Zach Trio, and the rebound off for the Wolverines. Pouch into the front court to Fleminick. To Fleminick, pretty quiet here tonight, averaging 17 a game. He's only got six. Elbow right side, Pouch has it. And he's pressed out to the perimeter there by Trio. Off to Fetrell. He drives into the middle of the lane. Flips one up off the glass, but it won't go. Rebound, Maple River. Hines quickly into the front court. Drives all the way in. Back out, Bergman. Three. It's short, no good. And the rebound to the Wolverines. Two-on-two break. DeFleminick pulls up, shoots from the free throw line. Too hard off the heel. Rebound grabbed by Trio for the Eagles. To Hines and Maple River to the front court. Davis right side, and his three-pointer falls short this time. Rebound off for the Wolverines. Fetrell into the front court. Into the lane now. Pomplin has it, and he is tied up. And a jump ball is called. Arrow goes to Maple River. So that will be a Sibley East turnover, and it goes back to the Eagles. And so, Maple River ball. Hines will bring it up. 52-37. Maple River leads on the Channel Seed scoreboard. Into Burr at the free throw line. Out to Bergman left wing. Around to the right side. Davis. Davis down on the low block there. Trio. He'll kick it all the way back out. Reversed around left side, Hines. He tries a three-pointer from the left wing. That's no good. Davis there on the weak side for the rebound, though, to Bergman. Now to Burr. Burr backing his way into traffic. Now can't get a shot there. Back out. Hines, another three-point try. No good. And the rebound off for the Wolverines. To Fleminick into the front court, around to the left side, Bustler. Fetrell now on the wing. Off to Pomplin. He shoots good. Just past the free throw line on the left side of the lane, and Pomplin with his first two of the game. First bench scoring for the Wolverines here tonight. 9.5 minutes left to go. 52-39. Maple River leads. Left side, Hines has it. Hines cross court over to Bergman. Right corner for Trio. Back to Bergman. He drives in, tried to get a shot off, and draws the foul instead. And the foul's on Pouch, I believe. We'll double check that here. Nope, it's on Pomplin, actually, his first. And the third on Sibley East, and Bergman to the line. First free throw on the way, in and out, no good. 6 points on a couple of threes for Bergman in the first half for his scoring here tonight. And he's got one more free throw coming. And here is the second one for Bergman. This one is good. So he gets one out of two. He's got 7 points. 53-39 now. Maple River with the lead. And the Wolverines with it. Pomplin gets a pass halfway up the lane right side. His shot up, no good. Rebound off for Maple River. Trio right side. Trio picked up the dribble. Now gets it back to Hines on top. Hines at the point. Gets it over now to Bergman. Bergman right side for Hines. Right corner, Davis. Pomplin out on him. He couldn't get a shot off there. Inside Trio. Now back out for Davis for a three, but his shot's off no good. Trio rebound, and the shot clock's going to go off on him. And it will belong to the Wolverines. Davis did get a second look there. The first time Pomplin was on him pretty good. They went inside out, but still a tough shot. He couldn't get it to go. And then the shot clock expires as Trio had the rebound. Wolverine ball now on top. Petrol has it. Out on the top of the key. Inside Pomplin to the right corner. And a drive by Bussler and a foul called on Maple River. That is on Tyler Hines. That's his first. Third on the Eagles. Wolverines inbound underneath. Pouch left side. Back around to the top. Petrol has it. Left side to Fleminick. Finally gets open and he hits one. Get him open. He can do it. Fleminick open for a three and he nails it from the left wing. 9 points now for Quentin Fleminick. 53-42. Maple River with the lead on the channel seat of South Central Minnesota scoreboard. And top of the key. Trio goes over to Bergman. He'll shoot a three left wing. It's off, no good. Rebound to the Wolverines. Bussler underneath, fouled by Trio. Third on Trio and the fourth on Maple River. And Wolverines will inbound from underneath. Bussler will, Fetrel will put it in to Bussler. On top, pouch around to Fleminick. Fleminick to Fetrel. Pomplin. Pomplin back to Fetrel and knocked away by Hines on the far sideline. Stays Sibley East ball. And the Wolverines inbound to the backcourt. Pouch left side now to Fleminick. Right corner. Here's a drive. Runner good. Oh, good by Bussler, but not good because he's called for charging. No basket, I don't believe. So a charging call on Riley Bussler. That's his fourth foul. The fourth team foul as well. No basket, 53-42. Maple River leading, 6:55 left to go in the game. Eagles with it. Down to the right baseline. Trio, quick ball movement around to Davis, left wing. On top, Bergman. Right side now. It is Hines back out. Davis for three, no good. And the rebound off for Sibley East. To Fleminick into the front court. Gets it off on top. Pomplin tried to give and go back to Fleminick, but he wasn't open. Now back. Pomplin passed it out, and they went right back into him, and he gets a shot good out in front. Four for Pomplin. Timeout, 6:18 to go. 53-44. Sibley East back within nine on the channel seat of South Central Minnesota scoreboard. We're back in a minute.
If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder. Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
Back here in Arlington at Sibley East. And Maple River with a 53-44 lead, although Sibley East has cut into that a little bit on the last few possessions. And they got it down to single digits again. 6:18 left to go in the game as the Eagles inbound to resume play. Hines brings it into the front court. Tyler Hines over to Bergman, left side. Bergman on the dribble, left wing. Still with the dribble, now to the corner, Burr. Burr back to Bergman, who penetrates into the lane. His pass back out to the wing, near side, tipped out of bounds. Stays Maple River ball. They'll inbound with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Inbounded to Hines. Hines on top. And he tried to pass it out to the wing after he penetrated, and it's stolen away by Sibley East. Wolverines can cut the lead a little bit more now. Pouch into the front court, off to DeFleminick. DeFleminick, Pouch, left side now, Fetrel. Fetrel popping out is DeFleminick. And he was way out there. Couldn't take a three from that far out. Off to Weber. Weber now, Pouch, left side, DeFleminick. And he'll shoot from near the free throw line, and it's good. A two-pointer by Quinton DeFleminick. And he's coming a little bit alive here this half. He only had three at halftime. 11 in the game now for him, and it's down to a seven-point game. 53-46, Eagle ball, right side. Davis over to Hines, into the lane. Burr out in front, lost the ball for a minute. Now gets it to Davis, three-pointer, good. Bounced around the rim and finally fell in. Kind of a lucky one for Cole on that one. 9 3-pointers for 27 now for Davis tonight. Out on top. Fetrel has it off for Pouch. Pouch left side, Weber. Weber on the wing, back out to DeFleminick. Long three, it's off, no good. Rebound Pouch though. And the Wolverines get another look here. Right side, Fetrel. Pomplin has it, back to DeFleminick. He drives into the lane and draws a foul, and Quinton DeFleminick will go to the line to shoot two now for the Wolverines. And the foul called on Davis, that's his first. And the fifth foul on the Eagles. So DeFleminick to the line here to shoot two. First one on the way, good. Twelve points now for DeFleminick here on the night. Second one, good again. He hits them both, 13 for him. .408 left to go in the game. Eagles trying to hang on down the stretch here. 56-48 the score. Hines on top. That one almost stolen by DeFleminick. Eagles keep possession though, around to Hines left wing. On top now, Trio. Trio, right side, Davis to the corner, Bergman. Into the lane, Burr spins out now, left corner, three-point try. Trio is off, no good, and the Wolverines with the rebound. And Weber into the front court, leaves it to DeFleminick. Long three, way out there, it's off, no good. And the rebound comes off for Maple River. Hines into the front court. Off now to Trio, right side, Davis. Back on top, stolen by Fetrel, but the Eagles able to get back on defense and prevent the breakaway layup. The Wolverines still with it, though. DeFleminick on top, Pouch. Off to DeFleminick, long three is no good. Rebound to Maple River. And Eagles on the rebound. They wanted a foul on that, on DeFleminick, but they don't get it. Bergman with a three. That's no good, left wing. And here come the Wolverines again. Weber into the front court. On top, DeFleminick driving in. And a foul on Wyatt Burr. Second foul on him. And it'll put DeFleminick back to the line again. Bussler back in. And now, for the first time here tonight for Sibley East, Carson Schmidt, 6-foot sophomore, is checking in. Pouch will put it in from underneath. 2:39 left to go in the game. On the channel seat of South Central Minnesota scoreboard, Maple River still holding on. They lead at 56-48. Bustler spinning into the lane. Back out Pouch for three, and it's off, no good. Oh, boy, Sibley East had some chances to cut her down, but they can't hit a key shot here in their last several attempts, and now Maple River takes a timeout. 2:23 to go in the game. 56-48, Maple River on the channel seat scoreboard. Back in a minute.
Revocable Living Trust Health Care Directive Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist and Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today.
Back here in Arlington, 2:23 left to go in the game. And again on the channel seat scoreboard, 56-48. Sibley's had a bunch of possessions here, probably three or so at least, where they could have either hit a three or a two to cut into that lead a little bit more and make it interesting, but they haven't been able to get a key shot to fall. Maple River ball now. Right corner, Bergman inside Trio, and he has it stripped away. Burr trying to get it, but he can't, and Sibley East comes away with it, and then a whistle and a foul on Maple River. It's on Bergman, I think. That's who it'll be. Avery picks up his fourth foul. Seven fouls, so the bonus is on. We'll go to the other end. A 1-1 for the Wolverines. And Schmitz at the line. First free throw is no good on the front end of the 1-1. And Maple River rebounds, and another opportunity squandered there by Sibley East. Maple River ball, left side. Bergman on top to Trio. Back to Bergman, left side, around to Hines, into Burr. Burr trying to go to the hoop. Pouch guarding him, and a whistle, foul. Did they get Pouch on that one? They did. First on him, and five on the Wolverines. Burr to the line to shoot two for Maple River. And the first free throw on the way, good. 18 points now for Wyatt Burr here tonight. And here comes the second free throw by Burr on the way, and it is good. Burr hits them both. 19 for Wyatt now here tonight. So it'll be Wolverine ball. 1:36 left to go in the game. There's a steal out on top. Tyler Hines, the steal, the breakaway, and he missed the layup. Oh, my goodness. Hines missed the layup. Rebound Wolverines. He was all alone, and he missed it. Right side. Pouch has it. Back around to the top. Gets it off now to Fleminick. His pass to Bustler, and it's stripped away by Bergman with 1:08 left to go now. And across the line, Hines over to Bergman. Left side, Trio. Trio on the dribble, lost the ball, and it's loose. And Bustler ahead to DeFleminick, and he'll lay it in after the steal. DeFleminick gets the layup at the other end, and a whistle. And Maple River had a little fumble-itis there on the inbound. I don't know what happened, but it's going to stay Maple River ball with 51 seconds to go. down to 8 points, 58-50 the score. And Maple River will inbound from underneath. Right corner, Bergman. Bergman ahead now to Wyatt Burr. Burr's pass stolen away. Pouch with the steal. 42 seconds to go, and now a whistle timeout. Timeout by Sibley East. 40 seconds to go. 58-50. Maple River leads on the channel seed of South Central Minnesota scoreboard, and we're back in a moment.
At the Soda Group True Real Estate, we're committed to providing our clients with the best possible experience in any real estate transaction. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, see me, team leader Tara Garbus, or any of the Soda Group, including Amy, Kaylee, Jen, Megan, and Kaylee. If you have any questions about your real estate needs, call 507-327-6370 to make an appointment or check out any of our Facebook pages. The Soda Group True Real Estate. Your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise to all of them. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, Delavan, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed brand.
Back here in Arlington, 40.3 seconds to go. 58-50 the score. Maple River has the lead. Wolverines have the ball. Time going to be awfully against them here. Need to really rattle off some threes to get back in this one. Right side to Flemenick, just shoot it. I mean, you don't have, well, now whistle and play stopped. There was a foul out there on Maple River, apparently. Tyler Hines got the foul. And so 35 seconds to go, and Weber goes to the line now. First free throw, front end of the one and one, good. And Weber will get the bonus. 15 for Weber on the night. And the second free throw on the way is good again. Weber gets them both. Down to a 6-point lead here. Maple River trying to get the inbounds pass. They deny it. Now Hines all the way at the other end. He'll circle back out to try to help kill the clock. 30 seconds, 28 seconds. Right side, and a whistle foul on the Wolverines. And it's on to Flemenick. Second on him. That's just six. They still have one to give here for the bonus. Do the Wolverines. So the Eagles inbound near side with 25.9 seconds to go. Into Burr. Burr fouled by Pouch. And that'll be his second. And it'll put Wyatt Burr to the free throw line. Shooting the one and one. 58-52. Maple River leads on the channel seed of South Central Minnesota scoreboard. There are 23.8 seconds left to go. And here's Burr's first free throw. It is good, and he will get the bonus. 20 points now for Wyatt here tonight. And the second free throw on the way is good. Very important free throws there. And now a timeout called by Sibley East. 23.8 seconds remain here in Arlington. 60-52, Maple River with the lead on the Channel Seed scoreboard, and back in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Wrestling scores coming in. Maple River USC Longhorns in action tonight in Westfield. And they beat Westfield 38-31. They beat St. Charles 52-18 and lost to Apple Valley 40-30 in wrestling tonight. Blue Earth Area also wrestling. We'll tell you about that here in a minute. Sibley East on the inbounds. Oh, and a three-pointer. Good right wing by Jack Fetrell. Nine for him, and pressure in the backcourt on the inbounds and a foul with 6.7 seconds to go, and the Wolverines have trimmed it to 5, 60-55. And they're just plain going to run out of time, but they've done a good job of getting right back in it here, but they're just going to run out of time here. Even if Hines misses the front end of the one-and-one here, they only have 6 seconds, and it's a two-possession game. So the first free throw, good by Hines. Bonus coming, and that's Tyler's first point of the night. 61-55. Second free throw by Hines. Hines is good. Got them both. Sibley East inbounds. Weber to DeFleminek. Left side pouch. Shoots the three at the buzzer, or close to it, and there it goes. And that's it. And Maple River holds on for the win over Sibley East here tonight, 62-55. The final score here from Arlington. Maple River picking up their 11th win of the year. We'll come back and wrap things up for you in a moment.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Your hometown lumberyard, Nordis American Homes in Minnesota Lake. When building a new home or tackling a renovation or building project, Nordis is the place for you. We carry high-quality lumber and materials ready for any project. Give us a call at 800-658-7076 or stop by and visit with our team. Nordis American Homes, Highway 22, Minnesota Lake. Start your next project with Nordis.
Nordis American Homes.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
We're back here in Arlington wrapping it up, and the Maple River Eagles get the win here tonight. And they get their record to 11-7 on the season. Eagles led tonight by Cole Davis with 27, all on three-pointers. 9 threes for 27 to lead the way for Davis. Wyatt Burr with 21 points here tonight. 7 for Avery Bergman, 2 for Zach Trio, and Tyler Hines with 2. Off the bench, Augie Yonke had 3 for the Eagles' total of 62. For Sibley East, Ezra Weber leads the way with 16, Quinton DeFleminek with 15, 9 for Jack Fetrell, 8 for Riley Bussler, and 3 for Evan Pouch, and off the bench, Gavin Pomplin had 4 for their total of 55. So Maple River goes to 11-7 on the season. Sibley East falling to 6-11 on the year. More Maple River basketball for you Saturday afternoon as we travel to number 3 ranked Caledonia. That is going to be a tough test for the Eagles in that one. Caledonia, very good team again this year in class AA. Albany is ranked number 1. They're undefeated. Waseca, number 2, also undefeated. And Caledonia is ranked 3rd right now at 17-2. And so we'll see how they do. That should start right around 4 o'clock. So you can tune in here on 98 Country Saturday afternoon. Pregame about 3:40 from Caledonia. Tomorrow night, Blue Earth Area Fairmont girls and boys basketball. It's the doubleheader. The girls up at 6, followed by the boys. That's Fairmont hosting Blue Eritrea tomorrow night here on 98 Country. Once again, the final here, it's Maple River with the win over Sibley East on the Channel Seed scoreboard, 62-55, the final score. Thanks to Reese Fenske back at the studios running the controls tonight. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Maple River Basketball here on KBEW. Today's game has been brought to you by M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, the United Hospital District, TS Construction of Easton, Channel Seed of South Central Minnesota, the Maple River Boys Basketball Association, KS Designs of Mapleton, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, the Soda Group True Real Estate serving Southern Minnesota, Nordis American Homes of Minnesota Lake, State Line Cooperative, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Kilty's Market of Mapleton, Caduce Tire of Mapleton, New Way K&H Cooperative, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, BMB Construction of Good Thunder, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Bash CRT Insurance of Amboy and Mapleton, Greg Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal and Truman, and by Vernon Center Lumber. Maple River Basketball is a presentation of KBEW Sports.
Maria, 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 Maria. love it. Tonight I'm gonna love you like I'm never
gonna love you again. My country. Today's country. 98 country.
Ever seen a prayer in person? Kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it, but one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans, and I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina, been a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing around it, whole world standing there. Just cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. Just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my name. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Yes to the dress with her mama, that's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy, know how happy he would be. That I gave her a diamond, and she gave forever to me.
Cole Swindell with Forever to Me. A lot of stuff going on this weekend. I hope you have a big weekend planned. Now, on the 2nd, which is Sunday, that is Punxsutawney Phil's big day. He'll give us his prediction. We also have the Grammys Sunday night.
Here we are. Wow.
Hey, I'm Miranda Lee.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
What's up, y'all? This is Florida Georgia Line.
Turn it up.
98 Country. Southern Minnesota and Northern Iowa's hot country.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains. Cold in your heart with some good. It's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heartbroken, holding just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy-up reins. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Every other Saturday night, knew the band, so we never paid our cover. Wrote our names on the bathroom tiles. We never dressed to impress all the others. They would let us in on a laid-back kind of style. But boy, you know it's been a while. And I don't know why you don't take me downtown, like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up. Should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. Hey, anymore. I got some platforms sitting in the corner. They want to stroll on a city sidewalk. I got a dress that'll show a little uncle, but you ain't getting if you don't come pick me up, show me off. You might be tired, but I'm not. And I don't know why you don't take me downtown, like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round, like a good time tease. I'm only counting on your cancellation, when I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we went around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown. Should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore.
Official country station for the Minnesota-Iowa border, 98 Country.
Mm-hmm. I can almost smell that salt in the wind. Wonder if your number's still the same. Hey, girl, I doubt it. I haven't called it since God knows when. Since moonlight on the shoreline, heart with my name next to yours. Some memories stick around like white sand in the floorboard.
It's been my red light dashboard drummer. Best sunsets that I ever saw. Every kiss like a cold rum runner. I still remember it all. September calling it off. Used to the rise and fall of summer. Got back home to Dallas, and I said you ought to come see me and stay. You're the one who taught me how heartbreak happens. Feeling the sting, then watching it fade. Like a sunburn on your shoulders, girl, that's all it was to you. But when I think about you and me, it's a little more like a tattoo.
From Scotty McCreary, it's called The Fall of Summer. Let's check some entertainment history for the 30th of January. In movie theaters, we learned a man with a particular set of skills can be a very bad thing for bad people. Taken, starring Liam Neeson, it premiered on the 30th of January, 2009. On television, The Americans debuted on that upstart channel, FX. That was January 30th, 2013. That's entertainment history.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800 948
1659, 800-948-1659, 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by...
Hi, this is Kelly inviting you into the Farmer's Daughter's Kitchen. If you love comfort food, check out our daily specials on Facebook. We serve hot, fresh comfort food with a little bit of sass. Call us at 507-526-2120. Give us a try. You're sure to fall in love with the Farmer's Daughters in Blue Earth.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Paul Frobley. And here's your 98 Country Forecast. Lows level off around 27 tonight under clear skies, northerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 45. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 24. Overcast Saturday with a high of 41. 48, slight chance for mixed precipitation, changing to all rain Sunday. Currently 30.
Let's go in 3, 2, 1.
98 Country, broadcasting all along the Minnesota-Iowa border.
Some days it's tough just getting up, throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days I'd rather be a no-show lay low before I go out of my mind.
When she says, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh, when she says, baby.
Some nights I come home fighting mad, feel like running my fist through the wall. Is it even worth what I'm fighting for anymore? Feeling torn, all the hell is it all. But when she says, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving. Baby, everything gon' be alright. Just lay down by my side. Let me love you through this life. Yeah, she's a perfect shot of faith. When every bit of mine is gone, something I can believe in, a best friend, a heaven sent love to lean on. But when she says, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh,
I was only scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. And I'd never seen nothing like her, playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. And I wasn't very long before I was hooked. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up damn holes.
pissed off the night before. She said, I pissed off, would your mama be if we walked in there and you married me? Even if we never made it through them old world doors. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Or hanging on to me like a cross on a refuse dump. The rifle blue, the words were red on that FX cigarette. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life was heavy in the back of that Chevy. Me and her ain't gonna hold the door. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling. Feel like sinning. Jesus forgives, but I can't forget when. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Or hanging on to me like a cross on a refuse dump. The rising blue words were red on that FX cigarette.
With somebody, but you ain't got a clue how to ask. You and your girl had a fight, and now she's saying goodbye. She ran upstairs and packed her bags. It could be raining on your perfect vacation. You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't gotta listen to me, but all I'm saying, ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Pain, it can't wash away. From the moment that it hits your lips, makes those clouds look a little less gray. Oh, you could be lonely, or heartbroken, or hungover from the night before. Turn that frown into a smile real quick. There ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. You're on a lake and you're fishing. It's hot and all that you're getting is a little nibble here and there. You're sitting watching your team losing that championship ring, and you're feeling like life ain't fair. It could be raining on your perfect vacation. You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't gotta save it for no special occasion. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. No, from the moment that it hits your lips, makes those clouds look a little less gray.
Max Water Conditioning Studio. This is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont.
Step into a world where the clock ticks slower and the secrets flow freely at Margaret's Speakeasy. I mean Margaret's Pub in Easton. On Saturday, February 15th, experience the charm of the Prohibition era as you're transported back in time. Limited tickets are a must to attend and available at the pub or on Margaret's Facebook page. And you must be dressed in roaring 20s attire. All attendees will receive special instructions before the party to gain access. See you Saturday, February 15th at Margaret's Pub in Easton. But remember, the door is only open for those in the know.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelte can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelte can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelte can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications. All 100% online with Zelte and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelte. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Oh, it's so big.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time, really.
When setting your digital radio dial, lock it on today's country and yesterday's favorites. 98.1 FM.
That little tattoo playing Peaky Blue on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You be my lowest lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. That alarm clock sings, it goes bang, 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 while it rang, rang, rings. Yeah, I'm ready to roll if you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do, put a drink in my hand. That hair of a dog is howling, heavy man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. I, woo, hey.
down the road, he reached those red wings. Hell, I got a guy for every damn thing. Oh, that ain't exactly what I'm looking for, 'cause I'm looking for someone. For someone who's gonna build it back, but I ain't got a guy for that. Ain't got a guy for that. Ain't got a guy for that. Ain't got a guy for that.
No VIP up at MIT, and it still won't let me fly the time machine. Someone to turn back the hands on my new AP, but buddy, what I really need.
From one incredible collaboration, Post Malone and Luke Combs, to another incredible collaboration, Dustin Lynch and Jelly Roll.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my booth. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth. Before closing time, she caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. Think I feel in love right then and there. We were at the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah. The windows down, won't get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.